Fred Film Radio, Scandinavian Film Festival, Australia.
This is Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, and I'm in conversation with Kristoff Weimeyer, the festival manager of the Icelandic Film Center in Reykjavik, who has co-curated the Scandinavian Film Festival presented by Palace in Australia. Good morning for you, Kristoff. It's early morning in Reykjavik, right?
It is early morning, around 9 o'clock. Yeah.
All right. Rise and shine. Thank you very much, Kristoff, for your time and your availability to talk about the Scandinavian Film Festival in Australia to a Fred audience. Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
My pleasure.
So, Kristoff, the Scandinavian Film Festival showcases contemporary cinema from the Nordic region. And I understand that the films, many films, have been selected from international film festivals such as Cannes, Berlin, Göteborg. So tell us why and how you are connected to the Scandinavian Film Festival in Australia, which is pretty far away from the Nordic countries. And I know that this adventure started almost 10 years ago at the festival in Cannes, right?
It is. That's how we met, actually, how I met one of the founders and the organizers, Alicia, back in Cannes, like you said, 10 years ago. And she was so curious about like Scandinavian or like Nordic films, because, of course, I mean, Iceland and Finland is not part of Scandinavia, so it's more, should be Nordic films. But Scandinavian films is it's much more known brand, and people can identify with it and all that. So that's how we met. And I was able to basically, you know, present her some Icelandic films. And then I connected her with Icelandic filmmakers and sales companies. And of course, I mean, also like collaborating with the rest of the Nordic. So that's how it started. And I was basically the main kind of contact for the Icelandic films. And then, of course, I'm also like, there was a collaboration with the other Nordics as well. And that's how it started. And it's been a very beautiful friendship ever since.
Oh, thank you for this, like, to providing us with this background, because you are totally right. When we talk about Scandinavian films, Nordic film, we include in the Scandinavian Film Festival here in Australia, Iceland, which is not actually part of the Scandinavian countries. So it's important to explain, you know, this background, right?
Exactly. Correct. Yeah.
And Kristoff, so let's talk about Nordic cinema, including, of course, Icelandic cinema. Sometimes, because of the popularity of many Nordic TV series or films, we now tend to put everything Nordic in one just big container, right? And I agree, there are similarities, but also differences, right?
Definitely. I mean, there's this kind of unique Nordic voice that you will explore and that you have noticed if you have watched, you know, TV drama series from the Nordic countries and even films. But of course, there are differences. I mean, there are this kind of, as I said, there are similarities, I would say, even between, you know, with the Finns and the Icelanders, especially in terms of the sarcastic kind of humor and all that. But then you also have this very kind of realism and you know, films that you see from Denmark and Sweden and Norway, where the undertone is quite serious, but it has this uplifting tone at the same time. And I would say the same with the Finnish films and Icelandic films. For example, with the Icelandic films, I mean, the Icelandic landscape plays a major part in the story as well. It's not just for the part of the beautiful landscape. The landscape has something to do with the story itself. And therefore, yes, as I said, you know, we have a unique kind of common Nordic voice, but there are differences, of course, as well. But as I said, I think what the international audience are really embrace is this kind of basically how genuine and how authentic those films are from the Nordics. That would, I would say, the main kind of point that I would like to make if you would, you know, try to explain and you know, what is Nordic cinema in that sense.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you for this explanation, Kristoff. Is really helpful in understanding this scenario of Nordic cinema. Talking more specifically about this year's program at the Scandinavian Film Festival in Australia. So the festival presents a curated program that, of course, includes films from Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, and Sweden. The opening night film is an Australian premiere. So that's the first time that Australia audience had the opportunity to see this film, Let the River Flow, which is based on true events. And also there is another great film, Godland, which is from the award-winning Icelandic writer and director, Hilnur Palmsson. I apologize for my pronunciation, Christoph.
You're doing it very well. You're doing it, yeah, I mean, a great pronunciation, I would say. Hilnur Palmsson is his, well, Hilnur Palmsson. That's his name, exactly.
Good. And I would like also to mention the special presentation of Aki Kaurismäki's Fallen Leaves that comes direct from Cannes Film Festival. So these are just a couple of the films included in the program. Let's expand on other films presented in this year's festival. And what are your highlights?
I think most of those films, the same that always been saying about the selection of films for the Scandinavian Film Festival in Australia. It's a really great selection. And you already mentioned Let the River Run, which I actually saw back in at Tromsø International Film Festival in Norway, beginning of January of this year. Very interesting. And it's really interesting to hear the Sami voices. I mean, not only from Norway, but of course from Finland and Sweden. Gotland is a fantastic film, Danish majority. Icelandic minority, although it's basically directed by an Icelandic director. It's a very Icelandic story, shot on location in Iceland, a multi-award-winning film. It's going to be really interesting to see his next films. The beautiful Fallen Leaves that I regretfully haven't seen yet, but got great feedback in Cannes. And also like this Cannes year was great for us as well. Of course, we had a short film there that won in Maine. Short film competition won the special mention, but of course, I mean, Fallen Leaves was the only Nordic film that was in main competition in Canada. That was really nice. But there are other great films there. I mean, among this Darkland number two, which is a very well made thriller. I saw the first one, the Danish film. I haven't seen the sequel, but I've only heard great things about the sequel. Copenhagen Does Not Exist. I've seen that very beautiful, dramatic love story. Then we have an Icelandic film called Wild Game, which is one of the most successful Icelandic film at the box office this year with more than 55,000 admissions. This is quite good because we have a population of only 380,000 people. That's a very well-made film, although it's based on an Italian film because it's a remake, but it makes this kind of has this Icelandic setting, and it's like really something that Icelanders can easily relate to. And that's a very well a character driven piece of film, psychological thriller as well. So I would definitely, advise people to see A Wild Game. But then again, you know, we mentioned the other films. So yeah, I saw actually also Four Little Adults. I saw that actually when I was attending Transylvania Film Festival just in June this year, where we had a big Nordic focus as well. We had the biggest Nordic film focus taking place in Eastern Europe with 38 Nordic films. And I saw Four Little Adults from Finland. I really like that one. It's about this very complex family. I really like that one. It's a debut film of this first or second film by this female director from Finland. And it's a highly recommendable film. So I would definitely advise people to see Four Little Adults. There's also like Empire among them from Denmark, and the rest of the films are really, it's very admirable. About, you know, I'm always so happy about the selection of films that you see at the Scandinavian Film Festival. So I think this is a good combination of different kind of films from the Nordics, but I think it really create this awareness for the Nordic films, and there are more films to come for next year and the following years and all that. So I think this is a great platform to introduce Nordic cinema to the audiences of Australia.
Oh, thank you, Christoph, for this summary of, you know, the highlights of the program. And I think because of the popularity of the Nordic cinema and TV series right now, even through some of Australian platforms such as SBS, for instance, SBS, which is one of the TV broadcasters here in Australia, they have a platform to which they present a number of films, and Nordic cinema is quite prominent on that platform. So the Australian audience is quite familiar with Nordic cinema, and this is the reason why the Scandinavian Film Festival has been a great success in the past years and this year as well, for sure.
Excellent.
Christoph, I would like to explore with you another aspect of this year's program, which is a particular stream of the program, Candy Screens, which is like a deep dive into the dark side, if you want, of the Scandinavian cinema. And those films that are part of this section examine folklore, tradition and mythology that in some ways have influenced filmmakers to shape this new genre of cinema. Would you like to explore this section a little bit more with us and let us know what you think about this particular genre?
Without any doubt, and it's a really great that you raised this question, because I think we talked about a little bit when we had our interview back 2 years ago, where I actually mentioned that everyone is raving about Nordic noir, but I think the next big thing is this kind of where the Nordics can play with folklore and urban legends. And I think that those films that are being showcased there under the banner of Scandic Screams is, I think it's a really great way of introducing genre films, Nordic genre films, to the audience in Australia. So, and I would say Border, I really like that one. I would definitely ask, tell people to see that once again. Let the Right One In, which of course has been remade in the US. This kind of vampire kind of film, but with a different kind of Nordic take on it. I really like that one. Valhalla Rising, of course, with Mads Mikkelsen. I also loved Troll Jägerna. That's how it's the title in Norwegian, or the Troll Hunter, which is coming from, it's, I think it was produced, made back in 2011. That's a really great film. I have to say, like the special effects in that one, playing with the Norwegian trolls and all that, very well made. And I also like, I can maybe just to compare and contrast, there was this Netflix film coming out, streamed on Netflix in December, called Troll. And I really like that one as well. So I think the Norwegians could easily play with their trolls. I mean, that's something that we Icelanders could do as well, I think. But our trolls, Icelandic trolls, are a little bit smaller than the Norwegian ones, but that's another story. But I think it's a great way of establishing, because I think we have a great way of also like showcasing genre films from the Nordics. And that's something that we maybe should maybe eye a little bit more on, because we have great fairy tales and folklore and urban legends that we can easily play with and set that into this kind of modern society. And I think that would be something, from my point of view, I think it was, from my side, I would say it's a very interesting to explore further in the near future. That's at least my take on it.
Oh, thanks, Christoph. This is really useful to, you know, to hear your, explanation about the genre. And correct me if I'm wrong, but this idea of including folklore traditions and in some way mythology into cinema, and Nordic cinema, I think this one is also shown a bit, at least, in Let the River Flow. Because I watched this film and I was really, really surprised to see how much tradition and folklore was still alive and in young generation back in the times when the film is set, because it's based on true events. So don't you think that also that film showed a little bit of this?
Totally, I agree with you on that. Yes, mythology and yes, that's totally, I totally agree with that. Yes, and I think that was also a very interesting part of that particular film, of the Let the Right, sorry, what was the Let the River Run? That was actually that's the film that I
Let the River.
Exactly. That was the opening film.
Yeah, the opening night of the Scandinavian Film Festival.
Exactly.
Fantastic, Christoph. Thank you so much for your time. Very much appreciated your explanation about this Nordic like landscape is always very useful for our audience. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. Always a pleasure. And I said, as I said before, in 2021, I really hope, and I think that's on my bucket list, Australia is going to be in my on my basic. It's my plan to come to Australia. And I really hope that I'll be making a trip next year.
Oh, well, we'll be here.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
So the Scandinavian Film Festival runs nationally in Australia from 13th July to the 9th of August at Palace Cinemas. And I've been talking to Christoph Wiemacher, the Scandinavian Film Festival co-curator. And I'm Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.